Welcome back to the Roundtable. This listener essay by April Kennedy is called Remembering Josepha.
My mother's singing filled every room of our home. Her voice was like cut crystal, clear and sparkling, casting rainbows throughout our house. She sang the songs of the big band era. A visitor might think Patti Page or Joe Stafford was in the next room when Mom was singing the Tennessee Waltz or You Belong to Me. Her voice was transporting. You could almost envision those pyramids along the Nile. Mom knew all the latest songs from Saturday night's Your Hit Parade, too. Her voice floated melodiously over the notes of those songs as she cleaned and cooked each day. I thought her voice much better and more pleasing than Dinah Shore's. She sang Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, her favorite song, most often. I secretly thought some of the song reflected her feelings for Dad. Although her voice cracked occasionally as she aged, it remained lyrical to the end of her days. I shall always remember her singing. At the age of 13, Mom won first prize in a singing competition at the Cohoes Polish National Alliance Club on Mohawk Street. She told me how proud she was to bring home the prize chicken and how much it meant to her depression-weary family. I, too, was a beneficiary of her young voice. You see, as a small child, it was my mother's habit to rock me at nap time. I remember sitting in her lap as she would sing me to sleep. The song I remember most was a Polish kalenda, a Christmas carol. Lulaj, żelulaj, lulaj, żelulaj, moja perelko. I would rest there looking up at her, my eyelids fluttering and getting heavier as I would try to fight sleep. I would study the brown beauty spot at the corner of her mouth and watch it move as she sang each syllable. I could smell her breath and hear her heartbeat as she wrapped me in a mother's love and song. We became one again at nap time. Decades later, she lay dying of cancer in our living room, the same room where she used to rock me. With her heart close to ending its beat and her songs about to be stilled forever, I sang our Polish kalenda back to her. I wanted to remind her of her own mother, whom I believed she was about to be reunited with. My mother and I became one again as I sang our lullaby, and I knew part of me was leaving with her. Mom passed away on a cold January morning. Our home was engulfed by an ocean of emotion that was void of all warmth and light. But on the afternoon of her death, our living room became bathed with the beauty of sun shining through cut crystal. The light was refracted over the entire ceiling, walls, and floor. I had never seen anything like it in that room or anywhere. I immediately knew it was a loving sign from Mom. I was comforted by the thought that she was telling me she had arrived safely. And it was beautiful. She knew I would understand this sign of crystal and light and beauty which so epitomized her. When my time comes, I look forward to being with her again and hearing all the beautiful new songs I'm sure she's singing right now.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied.
April Kennedy is a voice artist and writer and is proud to serve as the first Ward Council member on the Cohoes Common Council. She began her writing career by taking memoir classes sponsored by poets and writers in her local library. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
When your heart's on fire, you must realize.